This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Teresa Drake, D-R-A-K-E, date of birth 4-15 of 1964. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Drake with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and anemia. Her last visit was July 24th of 2023. She's been feeling well. She has had two heart ablations and a patent foramen ovale repair done in Ann Arbor. She has paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, but the last ablation did seem to stop the episodes of AFib. And she's felt much less dizzy and not short of breath after having the patent foramen ovale repaired. She has gained 10 pounds over the last year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No cloudiness or blood in the urine. No edema. Medication. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 20/12.5, one tablet twice a day. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day, and also metoprolol, extended release, 100 milligrams once daily. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 188 pounds, pulse is 60, oxygen saturation 98% on room air, blood pressure 118 over 84. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is irregular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done August 19th, 2024. Creatinine is 1.25. Estimated GFR is 49, and this is stable. Albumin, 3.7. Calcium is 9. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 11.2 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. And phosphorus is 4.4. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. No indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is very well controlled. 3, anemia, stable. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.